Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. Question, what am I supposed to think about during the sacrament? Answered by the New Era, although we stand as witnesses of Jesus Christ at all times, in all things, and in all places, sometimes the influences in the world around us compete for our attention. The sacrament gives us a chance to focus our thoughts on the Savior without distractions. See Mosiah chapter 18, verse 9. During the sacrament, you can think about the meaning and beauty of the ordinance. Partaking of the tokens of the Savior's body and blood can help you reflect on His infinite and atoning sacrifice. When you take the sacrament, you are renewing your baptismal covenant. As you do so, you can recommit yourself to always remember Him and keep His commandments. You can improve your sacrament experience by preparing yourself spiritually. During the week, consider studying general conference talks or passages of Scripture that help you focus on the Savior's sacrifice and your own discipleship. During the sacrament hymn and prayers, focus on the words you sing and hear and contemplate their meaning. During the sacrament, take time to think about the changes you are making in your personal life to become more like Jesus Christ. After partaking of the sacrament worthily, you can feel clean and pure, just as you did on your baptism day.
Responses from readers. Turn your thoughts to the atonement. During the sacrament, my thoughts turn to Jesus Christ and His atonement. It is difficult for me to express how I feel during the sacrament when I think about the atonement of Jesus Christ. I know that Jesus Christ was chosen to be our Redeemer. I know He lives. Nephi B. 20, Brazzaville, Republic of the Congo.
Think of Jesus Christ. During the sacrament, I think about what the Savior went through so we can repent of the mistakes we have made. I also think of all the blessings He has given me and of the amazing miracles He has performed and will perform. We are so blessed to be able to partake of the sacrament so that we can repent of our sins and commit to do better. Andy B., 13, Utah, USA.
Ponder the words of sacrament hymns. The sacrament hymns teach what we should think about during the sacrament. For example, my favorite sacrament hymn, In Humility Our Savior, hymns number 172, says, "Let me not forget, O Savior, Thou didst bleed and die for me, when Thy heart was stilled and broken on the cross at Calvary." Remembering the words of sacrament hymns during this sacred ordinance helps me feel peace and increases my gratitude for Jesus Christ's atonement. Austin B., 15, Alberta, Canada.
Remember and recognize. The purpose of the sacrament is to renew our covenants with our Heavenly Father and to be washed clean of the sins we have repented of. During the sacrament, we remember Christ's sacrifice for us and ponder how we are applying it in our lives. I try to think about what I have done during the past week and how well I have kept my covenants with my Father. I recognize the sins I've committed and focus on how I can use the atonement to overcome them. When I do this, the sacrament is an uplifting and spiritually strengthening experience. Abigail P., 14, Arizona, USA.
Keep your mind from wandering. I have a little card tucked inside my scriptures that I pull out every Sunday during the sacrament. It's bookmarking Mosiah chapter 18, where Alma sets forth the baptismal covenant. The card has little notes, such as, "Be grateful for the atonement," written on it to help me remember the purpose and holiness of the sacrament. Reviewing the notes helps keep my mind focused on the purpose and sanctity of the sacrament. Alicia M., age 19, Texas, USA.
Give thanks for blessings. During the sacrament, we should think about how great the sacrifice was that our Savior made for us and have our hearts full of gratitude. When I take the sacrament, I like to thank Heavenly Father and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, for the blessings I have received. Ellen S., 16, Paraíba, Brazil.
Remember the Last Supper. We should think about the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the importance of partaking worthily of the symbols of His body and His blood. We can also think about the time when he blessed the bread and wine with his 12 apostles. Jonas A., age 18, Morelos, Mexico.
Sidebar. Set aside the world. When I was a child, beautiful music was played during the passing of the sacrament. The brethren soon asked us to stop that practice because our minds were centered on the music rather than on the atoning sacrifice of our Lord and Savior. During the administration of the sacrament, we set aside the world. It is a period of spiritual renewal as we recognize the deep spiritual significance of the ordinance offered to each of us personally. If we were to become casual in partaking of the sacrament, we would lose the opportunity for spiritual growth. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. As Now We Take the Sacrament, Ensign May 2006, page 41.
Reflect on your covenants. When I was younger, the only thing I thought about during the sacrament was how I could be quiet. Now that I am a priesthood bearer, I understand that for the sacrament to have meaning and help me grow spiritually, I need to reflect during it. I think about the Savior's atonement and how he showed love for us. I also think about how taking the sacrament can strengthen my faith and desire to fulfill my baptismal covenant. Levi F., 19, Abia, Nigeria.
Upcoming question. One of my friends wants to try something bad just once. How can I help her understand that's not a good idea? Send your answer and photo by July 15, 2014. Go to newera.lds.org, click Submit Your Work, sign in with your LDS account, and then select New Era. You can also write to us at newera@ldschurch.org or New Era Q&A Just Once, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, USA. Responses may be edited for length or clarity. End of Q&A, questions and answers.